Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. This is 1040A. The A's are always the latest news of the week, medical news of the week, and what it means to you. This is 1040, so we've been doing this more than 20 years. And we are, as usual, sponsored by Persona Nutrition. Can you get supplements personalized to what you need, to what you normally eat? The answer is yes. All you have to do is take the test. It's a free assessment at persona.com, mypersona.com. The free assessment, it'll tell you what you need or don't need, what you're missing or not missing. And that's a way you can continue to help sponsor this show. The first item relates to fish oil supplements. And I'm going to tell you my personal take on this. But this is the Be Half the Age You Are segment. Fish oil supplements lower the risk of heart disease, but only for patients with the right genetic makeup. But remember, fish oil, that is omega-3, DHA and EPA specifically, the two higher fish oils, and ALA, the one from walnuts and flaxseed, avocados, and some other foods, obviously. Not many other foods, because it's limited. Canola oil does it as well, has it as well. But these foods are beneficial not only for your cardiovascular status, but also for brain health and for decreasing inflammation and joint pain. The point is that fish are wonderful. Salmon and ocean trout, plus sardines and anchovies, are the only ones that predictably have them in the United States. So that's what you really want. But if you can't get those, I get a supplement. Now, what's this study showed was that it's a crazy run, right? CJB2 gene. You need the AG component of that rather than AA. So you get an A from a mother or father and a G from the other parent to have effect. Why? Because it lowers your triglyceride level. So that was what they did, 64 million tests to find out the genetics of why it works in some people and doesn't in others. The easy way to find out whether it works or not, of course, is measure your triglyceride level. You can be half the age you are or on your way to being half the age you are by getting the fish oil supplements and lowering your triglyceride level. It's also a Roizen rule for a younger you, if you will, segment. I think it's around rule 25 or so to get 1,000 milligrams of DHA a day, whether from salmon or ocean trout or supplements, because that makes your brain speed faster. It's another reason to eat coffee. And there actually was an article on coffee this week as well that duplicated the data showing that filtered coffee was better for you and for your longevity. Story two, cardiovascular risk in early adulthood is tied to later cognitive decline, and exercise boosts blood flow to the brain, keeping it sharp. So what is this story about? This is about measuring your 6+2. Those are, in fact, Roizen rule for a younger you. Numbers 2 through 6 is get a normal blood pressure, get a normal body mass index, get a normal cotinine level, which is no cotinine in your urine, no tobacco end products, get a normal fasting blood sugar, hemoglobin A1C. Why are these? Because these, with the exception of the LDL cholesterol, which I don't really understand, but we'll come back to that, but these in early adulthood, they're cardiovascular signs, but they predict cognitive decline later in life. So this is a large study of over 70,000 people that looked at these people throughout their lifetime. The second story that fits with this, doing the four components of physical activity, also part of the Roizen's rule for a younger you, is that exercise boosts blood flow to the brain, helping you stay sharp. That's right. Cognitive decline is also, in addition to a direct effect on the brain cells, also depends on blood flow to your brain. So by doing exercise, there are several ways exercise keeps your brain sharp. It helps grow your brain. But in one of them shown in this is it boosts blood flow to the brain. This is a Odd Omegas one. We could have had that first story on healthy fats and fish oil supplements, the omega-3s, but this one is fermented food. And what they say is to get a variety and from a variety of sources. Don't just eat sauerkraut from one place or kimchi from one place. That by getting them from a variety of places and getting the biotic, the prebiotics, such as bananas and artichokes, these that are high in fiber that is undigestible, lets the bacteria thrive. So in a diversity, and you want a diverse microbiome. Now, there's also a story that this is really important, that exercise changes these, changes the bacteria inside your gut, which, believe it or not, is one of the ways it's thought that it decreases, exercise decreases depression. This is a Well Beyond Wellness story. Many older adults are unaware of the potential side effects for new treatments. That is, almost when they surveyed this, and I'm going to go right to the article so I don't want to get it wrong, but when they surveyed people over the age of 65, who, and it was only 81 people, so it's not a huge study, but it is from two different hospitals, and they received 111 newly prescribed medications. This is from outpatient office visits, so it was two different health systems. They found that for more than half of the, and 70% of the people knew when to take the pill and how many to take and how long they were supposed to take it. So only 70%. But 55% of people did not know the side effects to look for and did not even tell them about, did not even understand side effects. In fact, 22% thought they had no side effects from those medications. So why is this Well Beyond Wellness? Because with any drug, you should know what do you look for if there's a problem before it gets to be a serious problem. That's why we call this our Well Beyond Wellness story. The next one, three reasons you crave salty or sweet food. One, and the food manufacturers aren't trying to make you healthy. They're trying to sell their product and fill what you want. And too many of us want foods with too much salt and too much sugar. Sugar raises your risk of heart disease, it raises your risk of cancer, it raises your risk of dementia all substantially. So you don't want that sugary food, even when it's with honey or maple syrup, even when it's combined with things that have polyphenols in it that give it color. That still is a risk, a big risk. And salty, yeah, it does increase your blood pressure and increases your risk of a whole bunch of conditions. It turns out the three reasons we want it, our taste buds want it. Two, when we want comfort food, we think of these things, sweet and salt, as comfort food. And so our mental condition, our frontal brain thinks of it. And three, our reptilian brain thinks of it, that base of the brain, because it releases the reward hormones or the addictive hormones of dopamine from our nucleus accumbens, that area of the brain that heralds addiction. So that's why we crave sweet or salty foods. What does your BMI actually mean? Even better than measuring your body mass index, which is really a measure of height and weight. So it's weight divided by height. And is it possible, if you have a lot of muscle, to have a BMI in the overweight or even obese range and be fit? Yeah. So Michael Jordan at his peak BMI was around 31 and a half. It's probably less than that now if he's thin, as I understand he is. But your body mass index is not as good a measure as how much fat you have. So we use an in-body measurement, which tells us about where the fat is and where it is in each individual person. But it is from it tells us about, if you will, your fat distribution and how much fat you have. A simple way of doing it is to put a tape measure around your belly button at your waist. That is, do it where your belly button is, turn around, rotate around so you can measure how big it is. And that number should be half of your height. So those are the key medical stories of the week this week. Now, I probably wouldn't be complete if I didn't say, make sure you do. If people haven't gotten the vaccine for the COVID-19 virus, the coronavirus, make sure you get it. It's looking both very safe and all three that are commonly used in the United States, Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, and Pfizer, are all looking very safe and very effective. We want to get back to normal. We need almost everyone immunized so there isn't the risk of, if you will, mutations. So there isn't the risk of not only mutations, but there isn't the risk of recurrences or mutations that threaten our well-being. So that's one of the reasons we're so adamant and so hopeful that everyone in America will get immunized against this coronavirus. So please do talk to people if they haven't gotten immunized and say, please get immunized. It's for the community, not just for you. It's for the greater American good, if you will, and the greater good of your country. If you're a patriot, you will get immunized. Thanks very much. Again, we are sponsored by Persona Nutrition. And let me just say, we're already in late April, May coming up. This has been given to, 200 million people have had a shot, a jab, as they say. And it even is decreasing long hauler syndrome. We don't know the mechanism of that, but must be that the virus is hanging around in small quantities or in parts of the body or something relating to that, because you wouldn't get better from long haulers without that. In any case, you're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. We're brought to you by Persona. This is 1040A. Download the B. By the way, the last couple of weeks, we've had just outstanding guests. We have another one today last week we had another one talking about the great etiology or the development of the brain, the history of our brain. Fascinating story. You can, in fact, look that up. That is 1039B, and it's Brett. That was Brett Stetka. History of the Human Brain is his book. He's just a wonderful writer and storyteller. You'll want to get that and download that. Again, we're sponsored by Persona Nutrition. If you want supplements personalized to your need, just take the free online assessment. See if you need anything. You get even to talk to a nutritionist. I get my supplements from Persona Nutrition. You can too. It's a wonderful source of very both high quality and low cost and just what you need. Nothing more, nothing less. Thanks again for listening. And we'll be back next week with another You, the Owner's Manual Medical News of the Week and what it means to you. And on the B side, another great guest. I can't tell you about the guest at 1040A, 1040B, because that interview is just coming up. I don't know how good it is, but I'll tell you next week if it was good. But in the meantime, download the prior 2 weeks, the B's, because they're just outstanding interviews. Thanks again. Talk to you next week. And thank you, Caitlin, for great engineering. You've been listening with Dr. Mike Roizen and You, the Owner's Manual podcast.